Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live.
Well, we are not a bunch of 10-year-olds like that other lot.
Though we sometimes behave like it, especially when it comes to our entendres.
Are there, like, fart jokes?
What, the Lave crew? Anyway, time for the headlines. Dead meat nearly becomes victim of nominative determinism in 36 of Yuchi.
Five ways Hutton can help.
Too hot, too messy update, week 29.
Zulu Romeo in Graffiti Scam Slam.
It was 50-60, lets us know if the a-hole was clear.
I'll be handing out this week's wooden spoon.
And I've got a very brief apology.
First this evening, we've been receiving reports of some skullduggery in the mission to take over 36 of Yuchi. With Hutton in a conflict to take over Katzenstein Dock, commanders have been flocking to the system and turning around when they realise quite how far away some of the conflict zones are. However, for those who chose to target the nearest ones to the jump-in zone, or are prepared to make the trip all the way out to Katzenstein, there have been a few who've been taking Alvin's mission to heart and doing their best to pew-pew their way to a win. One such commander, Deadmeat GF, has been indulging in a little space legs action, bringing his own inimitable style to the on-foot combat zones, which hopefully involves not standing next to red barrels and keeping his head down when there's incoming fire. He has, however, had some assistance in the combat zones by virtue of fellow commander Taluk, who was fighting for Hutton and giving plenty of the opposing combateers sleepy night-night time with wild abandon. Things, however, turned a little nasty at the end of the conflict zone, as, while waiting for the incoming vulture transport, Taluk looked over and realised just who he was fighting alongside. At which point, with a yell of, "Open fire! All weapons!" he turned his handheld arsenal on Deadmeat and attempted to perforate him with extreme prejudice. Deadmeat, completely nonplussed by the blue-on-blue action, and having put his weapons away to take a few selfies of teammates cheering and applying bandages to their boo-boos, mashed the panic pick-me-up button and ran for the nearest cover, which luckily wasn't a red barrel. Just as Taluk was taking aim with a rather meaty-looking engineered Apelion, Deadmeat was air-hooked into a vulture on a flyby and brought safely aboard. This is a reminder to all commanders, never underestimate the ability of teammates to render you onto the rebuy screen, even if they are on your team. Most Hutton truckers have learnt this the hard way over the years, particularly if they've been flying with Commander Bam in their wing, who has a habit of turning the entire scanner red after some over-enthusiastic pew-pew. If anyone sees Commander Taluk, be aware, they're trigger-happy and we're not entirely sure they're Hutton-friendly, but we do appreciate their input in the war, which will, all things being equal, be over by Saturday.
Sticking with 36 of Yuchi, political representatives from Hutton have been pushing their five-point plan for the future of the system, in the hopes that the locals will be suitably impressed enough to let Hutton stay uncontested, and maybe even hand us a few more assets in the system. The key takeaways from the five-point plan appear to be: number one, pizza; number two, Chinese; number three, a dodgy kebab; number four, a cheeky Nando's; and number five, waffles. Whereas the five political points they've raised are: first, sustaining the highest growth of all local factions by the end of our first week of system ownership, which isn't hard given that no one else loves the system apart from us; second, making 36 of Yuchi a clean rare system by ensuring that dog poop bags are available on all concourses in case Alvin gets caught a little short. Thirdly, giving Nurse Weyeth upgraded travel payments and ensuring that the system stays mods free forevermore as a result of Hutton's continued presence. Fourth, bringing Hutton's own justice system to the system, namely, reminding everyone that they should be excellent to each other, even when squabbling over the last Xeno artifacts in the store. Yes, we know they look like willies, and someone told you they were good luck charms, probably to extract a few thousand more credits, but there's no evidence that rubbing them will bring you good luck. Especially not in public. You might get arrested. And D, raising education standards. Not enough people know the correct response to "for the mug." This will be fixed by mandatory shouts of "mug" every time the cuckoo clock makes its noise. Or indeed, at impromptu moments whenever anyone feels like it. We are sure that these five simple steps are achievable within a week. And after that, happiness will ensue. Oh, and there will be no more mods, which has affected far too many people recently, which is a problem when it comes to plumbing services.
After 29 weeks, Too Hot Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver a mug and mega gin with which to fill it to all stations in the galaxy, has passed 57,000 deliveries. Last week, it was a markedly better week with over 1,800 deliveries, but averages are still below 1,500. Earlier in the week, the effort passed the original Hot Mess total of 55,455 deliveries. This mug-only initiative having been achieved in only 13 weeks. One new commander joined the effort this week, taking the total number to 283 participants, and two new squadrons take the total to 93. Welcome to the challenge. Hutton has the largest contingent now with 76 pilots who have delivered almost 26,000 mugs and gin, which noticeably is less than half the total. So thanks go to all the other squadrons taking part. As foretold last week, the Buckyball Racing Club have moved into second place ahead of the Winged Hussars, who are now third with almost 2,700 muggings. The Paladins are fourth, the Bird Pit are in fifth, the Undead sixth, concluding the squadrons that have collectively delivered more than 1,000 Hutton mugs and Megajin. Commander Chicks is still leading the deliveries table with over 6,300 mugs delivered. Some say that he counts mugs in his sleep. Waller 81 is second with 5,800 deliveries, ahead of Nem in third with over 3,800. Shay Blackwood has consolidated their fourth place with over 2,600, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth with almost 2,000. The 1,000 Club now numbers 9. Of course, we know all this because it's tracked by the marvel that is the Hutton Helper and updated live on the Too Hot Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hotmess2. Also, the Helper is now fully updated and supports both the Full Fat Thargoid and Tharg Light versions of the game. So however you play, your Hutton Rares contribution will be recognised automatically. Apart from the mere glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world Velcro-free mods-preventing Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the coming week will be entered into next week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you already have been immunised against mods. 27 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far, including last week's winner, Pitulek, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table. Keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news, and if you have delivered 10 mugs and gin in a week, in every week since the start, 6 months ago, you'd have racked up 290 deliveries next to your commander name, and only 39 commanders have done this so far. If you haven't, why not give it a try? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hut.forthemug.com/download, and then your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antarius's artificially intelligent, eco-friendly, pine-scented bionic hamsters.
Commander Zulu Romeo has instigated legal proceedings against person or persons unknown in relation to his failed backing of the viral campaign to create a new galactic rare, Salvation Olives. After seeing their viral marketing campaign splattered all over walls in various stations, Zulu Romeo was persuaded to purchase significant volumes of shares in agricultural facilities and Salvation Olive hydroponic systems in a number of agridomes throughout the bubble, with promises that Salvation Olives were going to be the next big thing. It turns out that what appeared to be advertising for the latest in Wonder Food, able to provide tasty Uchang chili stuffed bar snacks and oil for his latest culinary concoction, was indeed just a scam. There are no Salvation Olives. New olive plantations take tens of years to grow, even with advanced technology, and indeed there are rumours that Thargoids destroyed the entire nascent crop of them when they did the big dome thing and nuked most of the anti-xeno fleet back in HIP 22460. The owner of the brand, and indeed the big stencil that's been used throughout known space to propagate the advertising, is as yet unknown. But as and when they are found, they'll be given a one-way trip to Sagittarius A, courtesy of Zulu Romeo, and unceremoniously lobbed in after being divested of all their worldly possessions. Oh, and if he finds Salvation himself, long rumoured not to be dead or being used as a meat popsicle by Tharg, he wants a stern word. In the meantime, he's keeping an eye on Aegis as their most likely culprit, and with their latest caustic removing doobry, he's concerned that funds for his very own olive tree have been diverted to more martial pursuits.
Good evening, Tracker! Actress 56 is reporting in with your latest updates on the Thargoid War. Humanity has had a fair few victories this week, and Hexwing is most likely emotionally scarred after a deep dive into the A-hole. Across the fronts of the Thargoid War, victories by broader AX community were seen in HIP 20890, HIP 262427, Jupidum, JOA, Gillies 9035, HIP 6913, Bede Horora, Imayut, and Payami. I had that on holiday once. From our valiant Hexwing, we have had the dirtiest of jobs, which was to go deep into A-hole and wipe out the Thargoids to clear the backstage they had created to prevent the free movement of ships in and out of A-hole. After repeated ramming of the blockage by our brave pilots, their Thargoid invasion was thwarted and local civilians could return safely to their brown planet now littered with crusty Thargoid hulls. Ugh. Hutton has offered to send a crack team of Cubicle 3 attendants to help clean up the mess and remove any caustic substances. However, we are still waiting to hear from A-hole officials. After A-hole, Hexwing saw another victory in HIP 116360 near the Ryan milestone, where we assisted the Church of the Space Cat in defeating Tharg once more. It was a good week for us truckers, and Hexwing appreciates your continued support in our efforts. Your orders for this week, Hexwing, will be to defend HIP 3-8-2-3-5. I sit them under a lot of Thargoid invasion. Oh, bloody hell. Near the Kalkijau Maelstrom. We will need to focus heavily on station evacuations. I have one of them. Supply missions to help local authorities bolster the defences for the impending Thargoid invasion. I would also strongly suggest that you blow up any Thargoids you see to prevent them from notifying their main invasion force that we're emptying their biscuit tin. We can use all the help we can get from our fellow trackers for this one. To get an easy win, I have for you another system immunized for mods. Good luck out there, trackers, and see you on the front line. Throw the mug!
Order was restored to Hutton Space this week in you know where. An exciting new system is within Alvin's grasp, and four systems are getting themselves noticed for the wrong reasons. More on those stories coming up. You know when order has been returned to the galaxy, when Barnard Star has once again become the bearer of the Hutton Wooden Spoon, this time with a new low score of 33. A war and an election of system influence pretty much tied up for the next week. Slow to move Epsilon Indy has remained steady on 34, half a point ahead of Barnard Star. There are no conflicts, so take this opportunity to boost Hutton influence. Ross 671 remains third from bottom on 35, still by being less slightly awful than the previous two. Last week's outbreak in Wolf 25 continues its system-hopping contagion and has now broken out in Ross 671, shipping medical supplies to relieve the situation. Lorenzis has displaced Stein 2051 in the fourth spot, where a war for second place that started yesterday is tying up over 40% of system influence. Try boosting Hutton influence earlier next week. Sirius Corporation have managed to rack up an impressive number of defeats, losing once again in Avic during the week. But they have again closed to within 5 points and are lining themselves up for a repeat drubbing. In 36 Ofiuki, Hutton decisively won the war for third place during the week. Working against other factions put Hutton into second, and a war for control started on Tuesday. Hutton could be in control of the second longest supercruise by the weekend. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have five systems above 60%, one of which is over 70. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, boost Epsilon Indy and Narensis once the squabbles die down, ship medical supplies into Ross 671 to relieve the outbreak, and if you want to shoot something, win the war for control of 36 Ofiuki.
You thought you'd heard the last of me? No, I have two apologies for our apology officer. So, Atus 56, eh? X-Wing Command. Apology number one. AX Pilot Rawlins, a true A-hole federal interstellar man, experienced reckless weapons discharge from a shard cannon from Commander Happy Moon Monkey. And apology number two. AX Pilot Guerra, another A-hole, flew into the path of Commander Attic 2's shard cannons. That couldn't have ended well. Right, that's it.